Armodoxy for today, the Advent series. An axiom is a statement or a proposition that is self-evident. It does not require proof or further explanation. The last few pronouncements from Jesus regarding treasures, light, and riches have been stated as axioms. And now today's pronouncement, Jesus says with authority. In context of the axiomatic statements, you will understand the power of these words. Thus, Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than these? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God has so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Jesus, once again, as he has throughout the entire Sermon on the Mount, points to the kingdom of God and then redirects our attention from the worries of the day. We will explore more next time. For today, we pray from the seventh hour of I Confess with Faith, written by St. Nerses Snorrali. Beholder of all, I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Erase the record of my offenses and write my name in the book of eternity. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.